and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Extreme temperatures keep soaring. Today, almost 90 million Americans are under heat alerts, and the National Weather Service says this wave could last through the end of the month. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Phoenix, where hospitals are getting overrun with heat-related illnesses.
Kind of dump ice all over them.
Emergency room doctor Frank LaVecchio is using kid pools filled with ice to help save the growing number of patients he's seeing with heat stroke.
Phoenix is used to heat waves. How unusual is this heat wave compared to previous ones?
This is record breaking. We're breaking the wrong records.
Several people actually passed out while waiting for their Delta flight to take off from Las Vegas yesterday. The plane's AC wasn't working. And it's so hot in Miami that workers could now get heat protections. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Members of the Miami-Dade County Commission have given initial approval to the so-called Que Calor Ordinance. That's Spanish for how hot. It sets new heat standards for outdoor workers. Labor advocate Oscar Leandro.
There's an urgency for a county-wide heat standard that would guarantee water, shade, and rest for outdoor workers here in Miami-Dade.
Companies that repeatedly fail to offer the outdoor worker protections could be fined up to $3,000 per day.
Former Northwestern University quarterback Lloyd Yates is now among more than a dozen people suing the school for turning a blind eye to violent hazing.
The graphic, sexually intense behavior was well known. We were physically and emotionally beaten down, and some players have contemplated suicide as a result.
The school fired its football coach last week over the allegations, but baseball and softball players are also making similar claims. In Washington, Israel's president addressed Congress today about its alliance with the U.S.
Israel cannot and will not tolerate terror, and we know that in this we are joined by the United States of America.
He says the country is committed to democracy despite Prime Minister Netanyahu's plans to overhaul the judicial system. It's led to months of violent protests there. We're learning more now about that American soldier who crossed into North Korea yesterday to dodge assault charges here in the U.S. Here's reporter Alex Jensen.
Travis King was accused of assault in a Seoul nightclub last September, but the Korean alleged victim didn't want to press charges. A month later, police were called to another report of assault and apprehended King, who was fined in February for causing nearly $500 worth of damage to a police car.
And someone could become a billionaire tonight if they hit the Powerball. The jackpot's up to $1 billion. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Soon, you'll be able to fly directly from Wausau to Florida with a new airline at CWA. Here's more information from Stuart J. Waddles.
Avelo Airlines announced today they're offering nonstop service between the Central Wisconsin Airport and the Orlando International Airport. They are the first and only low-fare airline serving CWA. Avelo will begin service starting October 5th and offers the route twice weekly on Thursdays and Sundays. The introductory one-way fares start at $49. CWA Board Chair David Laddick says they're excited to offer year-round nonstop service to Orlando with a new low-fare option.
Witterfield saw the worst game of the year last night when the Mallards beat the Rafters 26-4. The two teams match up again tonight in Madison. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, 76. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the talented, the wonderful Mr. Aaron Zommers, right on the other side of the window now in the other booth. Welcome back. It is Wednesday, July 19th, hour number two of the big show. Still getting used to this beautiful new studio we have high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison, the new world headquarters of Civic Media, Mr. Zommers. And it's kind of like has that new studio smell. And still trying to get used to the seats.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird. Like right now, I'm making eye contact and talking to Todd, which has not happened any time during the show before Monday. Not once.
And I keep wanting to look back over at the screen because I'm so used to looking at the screen, right? Rather than to look at each other.
Such a simple thing that we take for granted, I guess.
I know, right? So I was driving home last night. And I was going out of the parking ramp, and I drive, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. It's not a small vehicle, and I'm going down the parking ramp, and a couple of young Yahoo dudes with their caps on backwards are driving this monstrosity pickup truck with a great big huge mirrors out at the side and a full bed. My mine's a short bed. This is a full bed, and they're just barreling through the parking lot, and so Todd just I stop. And of course, I'm the one who backs up and lets them go through and acquiesce. And I just thought to myself, why do I always have to be that guy? Why do I have to be the one that stops and lets people through? Just once, I'd like to keep on trucking. And you know what would happen? I'd get hit.
Yep, it's because you care.
That is my luck. That is my luck. Well, first world problems, but that's what was on my mind this afternoon. Going back to the text line real quickly, appreciate you listening to us last hour with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Talking about a variety of things, we brought up Ronald Reagan at one point. One listener from WMDX here in Madison says, quote, Reagan, he played a huge part in the mess we're in economically in this country. How is that trickle-down economics working out for you? What a joke. Unquote. I wasn't defending everything Reagan said. To Trigby's point, we're going to do this one Wednesday. We will do an entire show dedicated to a debate and discussion of Reagan and the legacy. Because I certainly don't view him the way I used to. I'm just saying at the time, as a young person in 1980, 82, 83, 84, it was a different feeling than it is in 2023, looking through with the advantage of hindsight, right? So I think we're going to do a whole Reagan show. That's great. Another listener says from Waukesha, WAUK, quote, of course CJ supports and loves Reagan. All right. Says that he is angry. All right. Another listener from Waukesha, WAUK, not that Trump had any complicity with Putin BS, but Biden and crime family has taken over $100 million from China. Don't think that the Biden family has taken that much money from China by a long shot, but we'll keep reading them. Says, shaking my head, like how you disparage MAGA, which is, quote, make America great again. Nothing liberals should be crowing about. Shaking my head.
Well, the thing is, it's right. Not that we disparage the idea of America being good. It's that phrase has come to mean more than just do things that are good. It has come to mean worship Donald Trump.
Exactly. And I think it's so interesting that people think that somehow Trump tried to make people think that he came up with this, make America great again. But I have that same poster, actually, that Trigby has, that has Ronald Reagan. It says, make America great again. But it was very different. It was a unifying cause in 1980. It was not this divisive thing of attacking each other.
Right. Now, make America great again stands for, all these gay folks and everything, just stop. Go back in your basement, in your closet.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what... And again, why does the Republican side, the MAGA side, keep bringing this up, right? That's the side that keeps bringing it up. Before the break, I want to note July 19th. So it was 175 years ago today, a little date in history. July 19th, 1848, 300 men and women gathered in Seneca Falls, New York. It was the first public political meeting on women's rights. Two-day conference marked the beginning of the movement for women's rights to vote. That right took 70 years to win with ratification of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Four of the convention's five women organizers were Quakers, a.k.a. the Religious Society of Friends. The fifth leader, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, not a Quaker, wanted the convention to just focus on fighting for women's right to vote, women's suffrage. However, Lucretia Mott and the other Quaker leaders wanted to address the roots of women's oppression, which they saw as, quote, mindless tradition and savage greed, unquote. You see, Quakers always wanted and viewed men and women as equals. Among Quakers, there's never been talk of women's rights. It was simply human rights. Seneca Falls convention goers approved a document called the Declaration of Sentiments, modeled after the U.S. Declaration of Independence. It started that, quote, all men and women are created equal, unquote, and it celebrated women's worthiness, criticized their subjugation, and articulated the rights they deserved. Participants also passed 12 resolutions designed to provide for women's equality, affirming their right to vote, such as the station of society and their conscience shall dictate and their sacred rights to the elective franchise. This date in history, 175 years ago today, Seneca Falls, New York. Back with your phone calls and more after this. This is the Todd Lauball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. You don't have the app, you say? Well, the only better day to download the Civic Media app than today was yesterday. And we can't go back. So you might as well just do it today. Go to your app store on your iPhone or your Android. Type in Civic. That's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free, takes less than a minute. The Civic Media app, where you can listen to Mr. Zomers and I every afternoon, 1 until 3, and all the other fine programming as well. Fine programming like our next guest at the bottom of the hour, coming up at 2:30, Tara Ariano. She is a national TV critic, writes for publications like GQ Magazine and Vanity Fair, also Vulture, The New York Times, Slate, Cracked.com. And she was the co-founder of the former TelevisionWithoutPity.com site. A really innovative site. Was one of the credited as one of the first places that put television synopsises together where you could kind of catch up on your shows and also offer critique at the same time. A lot of network executives followed Television Without Pity. They ended up selling it to NBC Universal, which unfortunately discontinued it. But Tara Ariano will be here at the bottom of the hour talking about the Screen Actors and Writers Guild strike going on right now across America. Going to ask her about that. Also going to ask her as a critic, we'll see if she answers this. Maybe she'll say she doesn't want to. I don't know. I want to compare notes. I'm going to write down my top 5 or 6 TV shows of all time in my mind or ones I really like. And I'm going to ask her to give us hers. And we'll see the difference between a layperson viewer like Todd and an actual critic like Tara Ariano.
It'd also be interesting to compare to my favorites because as we talked about with, what the heck was his name the other day? Not yesterday, the day before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mind is going, but go ahead.
Yeah, we talked about loving bad things.
Right.
And that goes to TV shows as well. I like some that I definitely know critically. Leave a lot to be desired, but that's part of the appeal to me.
Very good. Coming up at 2:30, Tara Ariano. We will talk television strikes and everything else in the television world. Strikes are a theme, and I want to get your calls on this here in the next 15 minutes or 10 minutes or so. Give us a call on this. UPS has announced today, according to CBS News, UPS, yes, what can Brown do for you? That UPS will train non-union employees ahead of a looming strike. Should we have scab UPS workers? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would you trust your packages to somebody that had a couple of weeks training? Because that's all they got. All right? 844-967-2789. Dateline North Texas, according to CBS News, amid negotiations.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in
in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Still looking for pay increases in both full and part-time workers. This would be the largest U.S. labor strike in more than 60 years if it goes through. The last time that UPS workers specifically went on strike was in 1997. Those employees were gone for so long that it meant there was a shutdown for operations for over 2 weeks. 1997, Mr. Zobbers, I was around in 1997. I will tell you that the internet was not prolific at that point. And therefore, things like Amazon Prime did not exist. And so, yes, there were a lot of packages delivered by UPS in 1997, but nowhere near the reliance that we depend upon today.
Oh, yeah. At this point, it is an essential service because, as you mentioned, medications and other goods like food and everything need to be shipped to people. If you're disabled and you don't have somebody to take you in to pick up your meds, you need to get them delivered to you. And there are a lot of people who have that. Having worked in a pharmacy, I had to ship out a lot of stuff most days. And I see UPS from their perspective. They have two options. They have trained a bunch of scabs, sorry, non-union workers, to hold over because you can't not ship people meds.
Right.
Or make a deal with the union. And of course, they're choosing the one that is a Band-Aid, is a scab over the solution instead of actually doing the right thing. And I don't think that what the UPS union workers are asking for is unreasonable, especially the work condition things, but even the pay increase, because it's such an essential service now, it has become so much more important than it used to be, and it is a hard job.
I mean, I've talked to some of these drivers that would deliver stuff to L.L. Bean here in Madison, and oftentimes some of these packages were bulky, and they were well over 100 pounds, and one driver is expected to deliver these packages, and by the way, oftentimes without a dolly, just lifting these things and walking long distances across stores or apartments, whatever. I mean, this is certain. I mean, I baled hay as a kid, all right, at my grandparents' farm. And some of these drivers on certain days are being put through at least the same type of conditions as baling hay. Let's go to, speaking of back home in Richland County, let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Yuba, Wisconsin. Yuba is in beautiful Richland County. That is where we find Lee. Lee in Yuba, what say you?
Hello, Todd. How you doing?
Well, better now that you're on the line with us. Thanks for listening on WRCE in Richland Center. What say you, sir, about this
you're
UPS?
Certainly welcome.
What say you about this looming strike?
Well, my family is a union family, and UPS makes tons of money, and they ought to have some of the executives that make millions of dollars come down and drive those trucks, work on the lines, and do the things that people have to do. They make all kinds of money off the backs of the working people, and unions built this country, and the you know, the working class, the middle class people. And I am definitely for the union, and I think the scabs that may come in and take over their jobs, I hope they get to pay the price by being in those overheated trucks and suffer what the people have to suffer every day.
I agree with you, Lee. I'm on board. I'm supporting the UPS workers on this, partly just for the reasons you said, but I saw this stuff with my own eyes when I was helping unload trucks. And like I said just before you came on, some of these drivers have to lift packages that are well over 100 pounds and sometimes without a dolly. Oh, yeah. And not just in the truck. They're having to take them into a building or out of. I mean, it's really hard work, and they're on this clock, and they have to try to find a place to use the restroom.
Yes, and they move right along. I mean, they don't dally. We've had a number of people from UPS deliver to our farm, and they do their job. They do a darn good job, and some of these people that sit in leather chairs and don't do anything but smoke cigars and wish they had more money. You got to get out on the line and do some work.
I couldn't agree with you more. These top executives certainly could sacrifice some of those golden parachutes and actually help the workers. Lee, always appreciate you listening up there at WRCE in Richland Center in Yuba. Really appreciate the call. You have a great day, okay? All right, thank you so very much. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Appreciate you listening in. Let's go back to the phone line and go to Bev in Richland Center. Bev, thanks for listening up there in RC. What say you?
Well, I have to say that I agree with my fellow Richland County resident, Lee, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing, I don't blame people taking the non-union jobs. Everybody's got a right to try to find a better job. Mm-hmm. And if someone's trying to get make more money for their family, it's hard to blame the folks that are taking what we consider to be the scab jobs.
Sure.
What I think is wrong is the fact that the company won't negotiate in faith with the workers and solve this strike before it happens.
It's one of those, to me, Bev, don't judge until you're in somebody else's shoes. And if you're trying to provide for a family and a $30 an hour job or whatever it is comes along, yeah, I get it. I'm not sure that I 100%, I mean, it still does hurt those workers trying to get better benefits. But, you know, if it's a person trying to provide for their family, hard to be too judgmental.
Yeah, and the unions have struggled, you know, since the beginning of the country with the businesses bringing in scabs or bringing in the non-union labor. Mm. And it's never been good for anyone. Yeah. But you can't blame the folks who are just trying to make a living.
Bev, always appreciate listening in. It was great to meet you recently up there at Richland Center. You have a great day in Richland County. Bev, let's go down to Watertown. And Annie in Watertown, 1 minute before the break, it's all yours.
I've known a lot of people that work for UPS, and I know as drivers or the package handlers, it's really tough. Your driving record, I mean, you make one little mistake, you're out. I mean, it's rare when you get away with one little driving mistake. I mean, so that's tough. I know the last time they went on strike, it's like, oh, they make so much money. One thing is, I was so worried about my friends that were drivers that worked through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they did, at risking themselves. And then after the pandemic, UPS got some kind of big, giant millions of dollars in bonus.
PPP, yeah. Right.
And none of it went to the drivers.
Annie, thank you so much for up against the break. Annie in Watertown, thank you so much. Great point. Talk more about unions with the writer's strike and the actor's strike with Tara Ariano after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We have a chance of severe weather in parts of the state today. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with the details.
The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for severe weather in the northwest parts of the state, including La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, and north into the St. Croix Valley. Isolated large hail is likely, with damaging wind gusts also possible. More storms stay close behind, striking the southern state line overnight and into the early morning hours. These have less of a chance to turn severe, but may be strong with torrential downpours, hail, and gusty winds. Stay weather savvy, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Today begins the celebration of the 104th Annual Department Convention of the American Legion, Department of Wisconsin. The event takes place at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center in Rothschild, July 19th through the 23rd. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Are cows the focus at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days? If you say yes, you're incorrect. The history of the show takes us back to 1954. It's the first year in Waupaca County is hosting what's then called Farm Progress Days. The mission, already ahead of its time, highlight the latest agriculture research from the university, showcase educational opportunities, and show off new technologies. It was held outside and open to everyone. 70 years later, the goals remain, but on a larger scale. Now, try out drones and other high-tech equipment, attend a horse show, taste food grown across Wisconsin, and learn how family farms and ag-related businesses provide thousands of jobs and millions of dollars to the economy. The 2023 Farm Technology Days, July 18th through 20th, and hosted at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo. Find more information at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows of aloft around 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, 76. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Television, I And yeah, I'm 53, so I'm more of a broadcast. I'm still getting the hang of all the streaming stuff. It's just too much stuff sometimes for a guy or for anybody. And it's great to have a national critic who can help us sort through all this stuff. Tara, how did you, I guess, where did you grow up at, and what led you into the business of being a critic and writer for television?
Oh, well, I was initially born in Saskatchewan,
nice.
Moved to the Niagara region of Ontario in high school, and then lived there through college, went to Toronto for grad school, and then I've lived all over the U.S. So I guess I got started writing in television because I'm like you. I just always loved TV, like back from when I was a pretty young kid. Mm. And so once the web revolution started, it was very easy to start a website. And so a friend of mine, Sarah D. Bunting, and my husband, David T. Cole, and I all started a website about Dawson's Creek. This is how long ago it was,
right.
25 years. And then, we just did recaps. And then after that was successful enough in the first year, we sort of expanded it out. And that turned into Television Without Pity, where we were covering dozens and dozens of shows every year.
I think for a lot of people, right, is some of our earliest memories. I'm trying to think of like the first TV that I remember having on in the house or watching that I specifically watched was probably Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, mm-hmm. and Captain Kangaroo. And then for whatever reason, I was born in 69, and so I was around during the Watergate hearings. And I remember the Watergate hearings being on. But I mean, those are indelible moments in a person's life. What was your earliest memory of television?
I also was a Sesame Street watcher.
Yeah.
There were different shows that were paired with it in Canada, and I'm sure that your listeners
do. You never know. We stream around. I mean, there could be some Canadian listeners. You never know.
Okay, well, it was The Friendly Giant, and then Mr. Dress-Up, and then Sesame Street. That was the rock block every day on the CBC. And then every day at lunchtime, it was The Flintstones, reruns of The Flintstones at noon.
Yeah.
And then The Muppet Show was probably a really formative show for me when I was a kid. I think we are around the same age, so I wasn't quite old enough for Watergate, but I'm sure we have a lot of the same cultural touchstones.
But, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 11 or so, and so my sister and I would come home, my mom would be working, and we were kind of latchkey kids, right? And so television was kind of the babysitter and the companion. We'd turn it on, whether it was reruns on TBS or whatever, TNN at the time, of The Jeffersons and Good Times. And you just watch those until mom came home.
Yeah, same here. I was also a latchkey kid. So it was definitely a lot of syndicated sitcoms in the afternoon. Soap, Alice, Three's Company, which was certainly very inappropriate. But if it's on at 4:30, you're going to watch it.
Right? But it you know, now with all the options out there, but I grew up in a small town of 5,000 people in Southwest Wisconsin. And, you know, I can remember when there were basically 6-8 channels. And then boy, when you got cable, holy cow, that was crazy to get Atlanta and Chicago and that sort of thing. But do you think that with more options, it's that the quality has been lost, or are we getting more quality because of more options now?
That's a good question. I don't think that quality and options don't necessarily correlate. I definitely think we are losing the shared experience of television just because, you know, like you said, there's so many streaming services. Everyone doesn't have all the same ones. There's a lack of opportunity to just all be watching the same thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the Super Bowl, maybe the Oscars, and that's kind of it, where just everyone is gathered watching the same thing.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, at the streaming services, some of their shows are good, some of them are crappy. Do I watch Love is Blind? Of course. But just because something is streaming doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be higher quality.
Well, I mean, the shared experience you hit on. So I was around you know, a big CBS family in our household and big, huge Dallas fans. And I was I literally moved about 3 weeks ago. I was trying to clean out boxes of stuff that I like, Todd, it's time to go to St. Vinny's. And I found my old shirt, my T-shirt from when I was a kid that had Larry Hagman's picture on it that said, "Who Shot J.R.?"
Oh, wow.
I mean, millions and millions of – it was the highest rated show at the time. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but MASH, the final episode of MASH is still the highest highest rated broadcast TV program in history, is it not?
I think that's right.
It's not a Super Bowl or not a special like
that. Yes. I think that's right.
And so the point is that the old, you know, sit around the water cooler or whatever, people would gather and you'd actually say to each other, so who do you think shot JR? What do you think of that episode of Hawkeye and BJ? And we'd all know it because we all watched it. And there's something lost in society about bringing us together when we don't have it.
Yeah, there's the monoculture is dead for better or worse. And there are different tiers of like shows that get incredible ratings that do well across the board, you know, on broadcast versus shows that get a lot of buzz. And, you know, I'm sure there are lots of people that watch both Dancing with the Stars and Succession, but they definitely occupy different spaces culturally in terms of, you know, respect and prestige and so forth.
Let me ask you this, Dancing with the Stars, better or worse without Tom Bergeron?
I am not a regular watcher of that show, but when I have seen it, he's the secret sauce. I think definitely right? worse.
I can't imagine anyone saying otherwise. I haven't watched it since they fired him. Haven't been back.
Yeah. They moved it to Disney Plus, but now they're moving it back.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well,
yes.
And Len Goodman passed away, God rest his soul, this last year. So
we miss him.
We all miss Len Goodman, absolutely. So you have this great, you and a couple of the co-founders started Television Without Pity. And I think it's just a wonderful thing. It was started, and I'll just look at my notes, 1998. You sold it to NBC, Bravo, Universal in 2007, and unfortunately, they did away with it in 2014. But explain to folks what this was, and quite frankly, the influence that you guys had.
Yeah, it was a website where before it was very easy to watch anything that you wanted on the internet, which you now can and could at, you know, the tail end of our time at the site. But back then, if you missed a show, you missed it and you might not ever get a chance to watch it again. And so our site was both entertaining, I think, on its own, but also provided a service, which was extremely long, detailed, blow-by-blow recaps of TV episodes. And you know, everyone does them now. You see them on TV Line and Vulture and Decider and lots of places. I've certainly written for those as well. but no one was doing them for like, I mean, truly just thousands of words. These things ran. And you summed up the history well. And so we covered all of the shows that were running in that time that were really buzzy and got a lot of fanatical attention from our readers.
So my paternal grandmother, God rest her soul, was a huge daytime soap opera watcher. So, you know, watch The Young and the Restless since I was a kid, As the World Turns, later on The Bold and the Beautiful. I will admit to you, there was a point in my life where I would buy, on occasion, not a subscriber, Soap Opera Digest. So I could read about the episodes that I missed so I could keep up on it. Is that kind of the online version of this, only much, much larger and much more successful?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's accurate to say we were more successful than Soap Opera Digest. They are still around. We're not. But that's the idea. If you missed an episode, we would tell you in extreme detail what happened. And if you did watch it, I think, you know, we certainly heard that people still read the recaps because they were just, you know, fun and funny and entertaining and insightful.
I think you may be being a little bit humble here, because what I read is that Alan Sorkin at the height of The West Wing was basically writing an episode or changing storylines based on what you guys wrote.
There is talk of that. Yes. I mean, I think we always say we don't know for sure he was talking about us. There were multiple websites at that time that were critical of The West Wing and of his portrayal of women in particular. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is an episode called The U.S. Poet Laureate, I believe that I think that's the one where, one of the characters, Josh, the Bradley Whitford character, gets in a fight with the moderator of a website who has said some things he did not appreciate.
I mean, to have Alan Sorkin take notice, and I think there were other people, other executives in TV, because the great line of this that Television Without Pity had was, spare the snark, spoil the networks. I love that.
Yeah, you got to keep them in line. Right. Yeah, you can't let them think they can get away with whatever they want.
Because I think television over the years has just gotten lazy. Because I've said this once, I've said it twice, said it 1,000 times, to quote David Letterman, I love great writing. And I think writing is an art, whether you believe in God or the universe, it is beyond our human capacity. It is a gift. And I love things that are well written. And I think television slowly has gotten lazier in its writing. Is that really the writer's fault, or is that what the network executives are asking for?
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily true. If you watch, as I have done, Melrose Place, for example, there's a lot of lazy writing there, right, for sure.
Fair enough.
You know, I think there's highs and lows in every era, and that you can't really generalize like that. But, you know, it definitely, I think show writers have to respond to the ways that people consume TV and assume, you know, we may only have 30% of the viewer's attention because they're also on their phone. They're, you know, they're second screening this show and they're looking up stuff as we're talking about it. We have to, you know, maybe be a little more repetitive in some of our plot points on a lesser show to make sure that they're bringing the viewer along.
I think you're fair to say not everything is lazy. And again, I'm not a huge streamer. I'm in the middle of streaming the third season of Picard on Paramount Plus because I'm a big Star Trek fan. I think that's beautifully written. I think Picard's been really well done. Not just because it's my name, but I think So Help Me Todd on CBS, I think that's a really smart comedy. I think that's really well written as well. But then this other with Fire Country, this like big, I've tried to get into it and it's just like, I mean, it's just sloppy, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not one I've engaged with, but once you finish Picard, you should watch Strange New Worlds on Paramount Plus.
Is it good? I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's my favorite of the new Trek shows, probably.
Really? All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a big Trek fan, so I will check it out. What are you, I guess, as a critic, do you find yourself, well, geez, I have to watch this. Are there still things that you're like, I just want to watch it because I like it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
What are some of those?
I watch TV all the time. Most of it I'm not writing about. So yeah. Currently I'm obsessed with the new season of Project Runway All Stars. That's on Bravo. They've brought back a lot of contestants from past seasons. It's the show that you remember. Christian Siriano has now replaced Tim Gunn as the mentor. Mm-hmm. So that show's a lot of fun. And just like that, the Sex and the City sequel, I understand, is not for everyone, but I still think there are some solid laughs there. And it's very enjoyable and a real turn your brain off kind of show, with great fashion on that one, too. Actually, that's the commonality between them. And the current season of Righteous Gemstones has been extremely strong. They brought in Kristen Johnston and Steve Zahn as guest stars, new family members for the Gemstones. And they have been spectacular. That's been a really strong return for season 3.
About a minute and a half left. We're going to talk about the strike when we come back. But you also write for crack.com, our mutual friend Chris Paul's great article this month. I can't say the entire thing on the air, but it's called Meet Luke McFlane, McFarlane, mother. Meet Luke McFarlane, Platonics, Stable, and I can't say the word because it's not FCC friendly, and so it's stupid right. That I can't say that. But it's on Apple TV Plus. I love Luke McFarlane, for a great actor, and also because he's hot. Is he a nice guy?
He was so nice.
Really?
Yes, he was lovely to talk to.
That makes me happy.
And that show is great. He's excellent in it.
And I'm a huge Brothers and Sisters fan, so
he was
fantastic in that.
He's also Canadian, too. We had that in common.
And another Canadian. Tara Ariano is our guest, writer and TV critic. Don't go anywhere, Tuttle.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods,
to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our colleague Matt Flynn takes over. Matt Flynn Direct, you're not going to want to miss it. And then at 4 o'clock, of course, it's the Devil's Advocate. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Right now, our guest this hour is Tara Ariano. Get the name right. Thank you, Todd. She is a writer. She is a TV critic, co-founder of Television Without Pity. She writes for things like GQ, for Vanity Fair, Vulture, New York Times, Slate, Crack.com. She has a podcast called Extra Hot Great. Great name for a podcast. And you have a new book out.
It's not so new. It came out in 2020, but yes, I have a book called...
It's on pandemic time. We're all a little
I
off,
suppose that's right?
Right? Right? It's new to a lot of people. So
that's
sorry.
True.
Go
we,
ahead.
We did not get to tour it. So yes, it's new to you. It's called A Very Special 90210 Book. Sarah D. Bunting and I co-wrote it. My co-founder I mentioned earlier from Television Without Pity, and it covers 90 plus, or possibly just 90, it's been a while, I forget, but several extremely important episodes from the 10 seasons of Beverly Hills 90210. People may think they were just the high school years and maybe a couple of college years and that was it. No, there were three seasons after they graduated from college, and those are not widely represented in our book, but we did cover them, sort of.
Why do series always go that? It never works with kids like that when they try to go after they graduate or after they move out of the house. It just never works.
Yeah. It didn't work in this case, that's for sure. But I guess enough people were still watching it that they kept it on.
And the name of the book again, please?
A Very Special 90210 Book. You can get that wherever books are sold. There's also an audiobook, which we read, and that's from Abrams.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Not a lot going on in Hollywood or anywhere else right now involving actors or writers. The Screen Guild the Screen Actors Guild and the writers both on strike right now. And a lot of this, you tell me, because you're there, you're the expert, but in my layman's terms, a lot of this revolves around AI and whether or not actors and writers are going to receive residuals, and also streaming versus linear TV. Do I have those two things right?
Yes. I mean, AI has definitely been the grabbiest thing that's been reported on, I think, because it's new, it's weird, people don't understand it, it seems scary, and is. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's part of it, that both guilds' cases, they wanted to make sure that writers and actors were not being put out of work by AI, basically. So one of the instances that was reported out last week was that the AMPTP, the producers, wanted to have the right to basically scan a background artist and then use their image digitally in perpetuity and not pay them.
Whoa.
It feels like supervillain kind of business.
Right?
So, yeah. And so I think, you know, people may look at these strikes and think these are already very well paid, you know, performers, writers. What do they need this for? But, you know, there's a middle class and an underclass in both of these professions, and they're not living high on the hog. Most of them are not making their living doing their art, you know, even if they are in the guild. And so this is what the strike is for. It's not for the people at the top. It's not for Tom Cruise. It's for, you know, the background actor that goes on a shoot, gets paid $500 for the day, hopes that they can do it again, doesn't want to have their job essentially stolen by, you know, a computer, which is what's at risk. And so this is all, this is about protecting the middle class of these professions and making it so that you can continue to do it. I mean, there's, you see stories, especially in the Writers Guild, when that strike has been going on longer, of people who wrote on network shows and are saying, like, the only reason I can continue to write in the streaming era is because I bought my house from what I made, you know, writing on Knott's Landing, writing on Taxi, like writing on these shows, because network shows, the protections were so much better. On streaming, when that those deals were initially struck, it was sort of like, these are web shows, we don't know what they are. And now it's like, streaming is where most people are getting their television, and the people that make it are not getting properly compensated for it. And so that's what these strikes are about, to make sure that both of those two things, that AI doesn't replace anyone, and that people are getting compensated for the work that they're doing from the places where they're being broadcast, because it's not on linear TV mostly anymore.
Fran Drescher, the president of the Actors Guild, who I think has done a remarkable job, by the way, being out there. She was on CBS Mornings this morning. And, you know, she made the point that when they shot The Nanny, that was at the minimum, I think she said, like 23 episodes per season, maybe up to 28. And now with some of these streaming shows, the season is 8 episodes.